بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشارف إلى الشيخ أول رومي غط تبريز الدوراز الشاحكي محمد اختصر نور الله وقده. حضرت کا کلام یاہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, یاہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں, جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں, اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں, اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ, غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ, ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں, ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں, اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم, مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم, عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں, عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں, تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں, بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم, بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم, بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم, مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر, ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر, تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں, تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں, جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں, جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں, تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں, تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں, جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں, جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں, اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں, اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں, یہ آہِ سحر, یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں, غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں, یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, صدق الله مولانا العظيم. First we'll try and translate and explain this poem which is so dear to everyone, and may Allah bring the reality and increase the reality in our hearts all the time. Ye aahe sahar ka asar dekhte hai, we are seeing the results of our crying, sighing, sobbing to Allah Ta'ala at the time of tahajjud, sahar, sahri time, tahajjud time. In other words, this dua is being made all the time. That is, the lover of Allah makes this dua. The lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst all his other duas at tahajjud time, at the other times when they are special times. In other words, it is in his heart all the time. And what is that? That, oh Allah, take me to Medina Sharif. Take me to Makkah Sharif. And the reality of that comes into a person, then even while walking, thinking, all du'as, he'll make lot of other du'as also. But this du'a will also be included. May Allah make us amongst those people. And from there, each one of us, myself, all, we gauge ourselves that how much do we make du'a to be going back to Medina Sharif. Now, we hear that they are giving Shawwal visas. So if they end, the crowd, what we hear is very, very less. There is a time that whenever of occasion, that a person has the desire to go. One of our ustads who made i'tikaf in Masjid Nabawi explained that there was registration of the mu'takifin, and the registration went to over 100,000. And it's quite clear that there are many, how many thousands who didn't register. They just went, and also very surprisingly explained that normally the people pull you to the dastarkhan for iftari. He said, this time, even you can't find place, you have to force yourself in. So you can imagine, and what big sacrifice. Of course, there is no bidding and no privacy and no putting off lights and pulling curtains and all that. You just sleep, just like that. And then, at any time, anyone is busy with this ibadah, that ibadah. The cleaners are busy all the time. What a mujahada. Toilets again. MashaAllah, very nice toilets, but with that crowd, 100,000. And the toilets around the haram, they will be all full.
practical almost all the time, and especially when the person wants to go toilet time. So what great sacrifices, what love the ummah has got, that they are making all these sacrifices. May Allah grant us also that jazba, that feeling, and may Allah put it in our heart also. Ye aah sahar ka athar dekhte hai, we are seeing the results of that crying and sobbing to Allah Ta'ala at the time of tahajjud. That is that the dua that we were making, Ya Allah, take me also to Medina Sharif. In other words, Allah took us now. We are there now. We saw that it wasn't my money, it wasn't anything else, it wasn't really, in fact, also my yearning and my duas. It was just the fazl of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, a person who has got an inclination, Allah guides that person towards that. And then a person automatically says, ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. These feet are not picked up to walk and go to the masjid, to the haram sharif, but they are being lifted up. Allah Ta'ala gives the, Allah makes the arrangement. Just say, for example, when Allah wants to, all the Iranians were not given visas. And that quota was given to the Pakistanis. So, and in no minutes they filled up that quota. In fact, that quota also, it was too little. So just see that how Allah, when a person wants to, Allah will, you really wanted to, then Allah will open the whole quota for everyone else also. Allah's system works like that, but that sincerity must be in our hearts. That yearning must be in our hearts when Allah takes us. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I've been brought. Main laakh samjha hoon, mohabbat ke asrar, Muhammad ki mohabbat ke asrar. I think I've understood all the secrets of the love of Allah, love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of deen. Main nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya hoon. I haven't understood it myself, I've been made to understand it. May Allah put that reality, that love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of deen in our hearts. And of course, without any fear of contradiction, there is no place in the world like that, where the people flock and just want to be there. And we know also, Ramzan, the hotel rates, what they are like. But yet the people are gone. And they paid the rates of the hotel and they are staying in Masjid Nabawi. A person will say, when I paid those rates, so I will make the best of the hotel room. But that room is empty there, or whoever, with the family, whoever is there. But then this person, in spite of paying those rates, is now sleeping in Masjid Nabawi. What a proof of love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina ke sham aur sahar dekhte hai. We are seeing the mornings and the time of Sehri of Medina Sharif, Tahajjud time. In other words, we are so fortunate now that by the dua, Allah brought us, and all the time we are seeing the environment of Medina. From morning till night, all the beautiful, the wonderful atmosphere of Medina, that cool breeze, just that wonderful environment of Masjid Nabawi of Medina Sharif, which even a person notices, even if he was in Makkah Sharif, there it is a bit a little bit more like harsh or that. But the minute you go to Medina Sharif, you find serenity, you find peace, you find contentment in the haram, out of the haram, everywhere. So that is what a person, may Allah make, let us also make those duas, and may Allah take us also over and over. Jisse aap ka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. Allah, how beautifully Hazrat has put it also, that we see that those people who are informed of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have got the ma'rifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah grant us that, to know who Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is, who he was, who he is. Like in Qasida Burda Sharif, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, for the vast majority of us, he's only Rasulullah. That is great. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if he is Habibullah, he is Khalilullah, he is Shafi'ul Muznibin, he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he is Sayyidu Wuldi Adam, he is the best of Allah's creation, and which is not a hadith, but because of him Allah has created the creation. And when a person is there, how he should feel, which honorable place I am. And this ummah is that such a great fortunate ummah that they make their niyat, they get their arrangements, visas, etc. And they are just a few meters away from the Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is alive in his qabr. And 100% we know we are by our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody in the world has got this honor. According to the Christians, their wrong belief that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified. The right belief that Allah lifted him up. Nobody can go to the heavens and go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam there. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever you go, they show you this is his qabr here. So, very, you don't know. Only our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without any fear of contradiction, we know 100% exactly where he is, and till this moment, after 1400 years, a person can be just about 8-10 meters away from his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And when you visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, man zarani ba'da wafati, faka'annama zarani fi hayati. A person who visits me after I've left the world is just like that person who visited me while I was living. Allahu Akbar, what an honor Allah has given us. May Allah, instead of going anywhere else, save up money, and our first opportunity, we go to Medina Park. Use our time, use our money in good causes. For the cause of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we go in Jamaat, and we spread the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we go and visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. We try and make our children alim, hafiz. We sponsor a hif student. And we use our money, use our time in constructive, in good things, where the deen will come alive. Ghulami se teri, ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fauqatar dekhte hai. Those people who are informed of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that they are unattached to everything else. And unfortunately, may Allah forgive us, give us hidayat. If that is not the case, we are in Medina Sharif, but we are watching news worrying of the politics of at home. We are so much so, we are watching commentary, we are worried of commentary while we are in Medina Sharif. Even if we are in our room, we can be sitting and reading some kitabs, we can be reading Durood Sharif, reading some ash'ar in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should spend our time in those things. For necessity, we go and buy our things what we need. But the rest of the time, be engaged in all this. And if we can be in the masjid, more time, even more better. So that person who has found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he won't find himself in all other things. Otherwise, we know all the discussions that take place, even da'wats we giving one another, and we are having in the restaurants da'wats with one another, and we spending our time in all that. A person who has found Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and when you have this occasion to be there, you try and be in the masjid, reading Durood Sharif all the time. What a beautiful way. One friend of ours, I asked him, how do you spend your time? One very good thing he explained, that for example, before every namaz, if you just read half a supara, which is not much, and we went there for ibadat, after every namaz, you read half a supara. So every day, 5 suparas. In 6 days, 1 khatam. Every person can make a khatam without even having felt that I did much. To read half a supara, 15 minutes, or a bit more, if it's not a half, is 20 minutes at the most, or so. So we have to try and go early and read your tahiyatul masjid, whatever. And now we went for ibadah. So just read half a supara before namaz, half a supara after namaz. In 6 days, 1 khatam. If we stay two weeks in Medina Sharif, minimum 2 khatams. And then those who are hafiz, etc., can do so much more. But those who are not hafiz easily can manage. The same with Makkah Sharif also. You can make your tawafs also on the time, everything. But you can easily make one khatam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Also, when we go and read Salatul Salam, to read Salatul Tawbah before we go. That will be also, we cleanse ourselves, and then we read Durood Sharif, and then we make one tasbih of istighfar, and then we go, as we are going to Rauza-e Mubarak, also on our tongue all the time Durood Sharif, with our eyes down, and just Durood on our tongue, and in this way we go, inshallah, what value that Salatul Salam will have. Instead of pushing people, fighting and arguing with people, especially with the guards, etc., that should be right out of the equation. No question. If they ask us to leave, we leave. We don't fight with them. They stop us this side. No problem. We stop. They push us that side. We go that side. Whatever it is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so happy with our presence there. And that person who comes there without having made tawbah istighfar, and he's fighting and arguing with the people, or we in our flat, in our hotel room, fighting, arguing with the wife, and then we go, and with that face we go and read Salatul Salam. If we purify ourselves, what a great difference. May Allah give us all tawfiq, take us over and over, and fulfill the rites, and get the anwarat, and the barakat, and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, for where it's coming down in torrents all the time. Whether you are anywhere in Masjid al-Nabawi, in Medina Sharif, the effects of it come on you also. When it snows in Cape Town, we feel the cold here. It's over 1,000 kilometers, about 1,500 kilometers or so. And the effect comes still here. So Allah's rahmat's effects, Allahu Akbar. Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fauktar dekhte hai. By becoming your slave, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that the position of your slaves, who have truly become the slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have brought his lifestyle into their lives, and that is in everything, in our dressing, not only our ibadat and making miswak, alhamdulillah, that is there. And very sadly for some of us, it is only to find out whether to eat sweet is sunnah before meals or after meals. And because all give different answers, so we want to make sure that we practice on the sunnah. So we eat sweet before the meals also, and after the meals also. Whereas sunnahs are far, far from that. To live a sunnah lifestyle. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you go to bed, then let your heart be clean with regard to everyone. No hatred, malice, jealousy, ill feelings for everyone, for anyone. And he said, that is my sunnah, if you can practice on my sunnah. So to practice on that sunnah. All the other sunnahs, sunnahs of miswak, sunnahs of sleeping, etc. When once one of the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our respected and honorable mothers, she folded the sheet one double, she may fold it one more time. Then in the morning Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what did you put under me? She said, the same sheeting what I normally put, but I just folded it one. She said, don't do that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that stops me from waking up from tahajjud. Too comfortable. And our tariqah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us, and may Allah give us tawfiq of tahajjud also, at least for a start, which everyone can do. After Isha we can make our tahajjud. And Allah give us tawfiq, especially in these winter nights, not so difficult. Nights are long, we can. And in winter, usually most of the places for people to go to work, they have Fajr early. So Fajr Adhan is almost after Sehri time. So there isn't much difference, just get up a few minutes earlier. And we can easily manage 2-4 rakats of tahajjud. May Allah give us tawfiq, duas of those times. And in those times, don't forget to make dua to go to Medina Sharif. Make dua for all of us, for one another also. And that dua gets even more readily accepted when we make dua for somebody else. Then we see that those people who have chosen to become the slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat says, we see them more superior than the malaika also. Really, the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the great ulama, awliya of this ummah, the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, they are by far superior than the malaika also. What the position and all this is, the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu. And those who know the position, and for that also, may Allah give us tawfiq that we read a seerat kitab regularly. just a few pages, a few lines also, half a page, but regularly we have a Seerat Kitab, and also if we can, very fortunate, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali should read the whole of Qasida Burda every day, and from memory, not looking in the Kitab. Every day he should read all the whole Qasida Burda Sharif, and naturally what feeling and love he must have been reading it. So what is their position? And or at least it comes in the hadith that read 10 times durun in the morning, 10 times in the evening. Ask ourselves, are we doing that much too? And 10 duruds, the shortest durud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, won't even take a minute. At least so much we should try and do. Read some durood sharif in the mornings, read some durood sharif in the at nights, in the evenings, try and read a kitab of seerat. So those people who will do this, and they will get the closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and many mashayikh for the mureedeen, in their wazifas they've got to read the various kitabs which are written on the Nashr al-Tib, etc. All those kitabs, that they should read it so that you build that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, unfortunately, that's not part of our thoughts, not part of our life, to read Durood Sharif, to think of Madinatul Munawwara, to have our hearts there. It's not in our lives. See, for example, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that these people who we call Barelvis, Bidatis, but he said their nisbat is very high. What is the nisbat? They claim the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever the wrongs they do, but their nisbat, the love of Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam. Also, we should take a lesson from those people who are doing wrong things, but we should take a right lesson from there. For example, there is a cup match somewhere in the world, soccer or anything. How they'll sacrifice and go. What high prices at the end they will pay for tickets. What then, what won't they do? Or if they are staying at home, and due to time difference, 2 o'clock in the morning, that match is going to come on the TV, on the internet, they'll make sure they are there. And they won't get up 2 o'clock, they will get up well before the time and be fresh, prepare the tea and the coffee and put it there, and they will watch. So when they can do for batil so much, for haq, why can't we try and do a little bit also? We should try and taunt ourselves and say, look at them, what sacrifices they making for batil, for wrong things, and for my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the truth, why can't I do a little bit also? May Allah Ta'ala bring that spirit into us. Very easy to talk for me, very easy for us to listen, but may Allah in his kindness bless us with that. Also, with regard to that, many of us, we make dua, in which we should make, to ask for the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam one time passed a person, and that person told Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, make dua, Allah gives me his ishq, his love, which we also try to get. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, you won't be able to maintain it, you won't be able to hold it. It's very heavy. Allah's love is not easy. So he said, make dua for half a drop. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. After some time when he passed, they asked, where is that person? I don't see him yet. They say, he's gone mad in the love of Allah. He lives in the mountains now. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam went and looked for him. And when he found him, made salam, no reply. He told him, I'm Isa. No reply. Allah told Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you can take a saw and saw him through in the middle. He won't pay attention to anyone. That love of when Allah's love comes. In the same way, today I was thinking, Allah make us maaf, all of us, for me, for all of us. We are reading Quran Sharif, what a kitab Quran Sharif. Phone ring, we carelessly take the phone, answer it. Quran, we leave it open also. And we are talking on the, whose kalam? What kalam is this? If we come to realize this, our lives will change. That whose kalam is this Quran? What attention we should pay? How we should try and read it with the best tajweed and try and ponder on the meaning and that? But unfortunately, it's not there. We just sort of rattle it off in any way, anyhow, or whatever. But whose kalam? What kalam isn't it? Like that, we can then understand our buzurgs that they shouldn't touch any dini kitab without wudu. Though it's permissible, but how they should respect. Eh? So when that reality will come, our lives will change also accordingly. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. We are busy reading Quran Sharif. We are talking also. This we are talking, that we are talking, passing comments also. Perhaps we are even listening to the news, and this side we are reading Quran Sharif also, and we are listening to some other things also. It carries on. But a person who finds that love, it's a different thing. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, with afiyat and salamati. Otherwise, the love of Allah, what a great thing. A person who just gets a little bit of that, his whole condition changes completely. Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbat pe har dam, the lightning of Allah's mercies which are all the time, every moment on the dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on his Rozai Mubarak, usse rashk shams o qamar dekhte hai. We see that the sun and the moon, they are envious of that. So this is a reality, there is absolutely no doubt. As one of our friends said very nicely, Medina Sharif, the capital of the universe. Today if we have to go to Union Buildings, we have to go to Parliament House, or we go to White House, or we go to any other Buckingham Palace or whatever. The person may think, where am I? But where? Medina Sharif. What a place which is the capital of the universe. It's not the capital of anything, it's the capital of the universe. And the king of the universe is resting there. And you have direct contact with the king of the universe. You make salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replies to you. And how beautifully the ulama have explained, the question might arise in a person's mind, especially Hajj time, Ramzan Sharif, after namazes immediately, the crowd that is moving to make salam is just like one torrent of water that is just moving at high speed. How does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam manage to answer everyone's salam? They are not allowed to, even the guards won't allow them. Yalla Sheikh, yalla, yalla, yalla. They just make you move all the time. And you can't stand also, the crowd is pushing you also. At such time, if you choose another time, you get an opportunity, you are fortunate. But at such times, you get no chance whatsoever to even stop there for a second. You just have to be moving with the crowd. And if you don't want to move also, no problem, the crowd will move you. You will just be moved with the crowd. Like also, see Makkah Sharif this year, they said on one occasion the crowd was so big, the whole tawaf came to a standstill. So what a crowd there must be. Usually it happens a little bit at Hajar al-Aswad, but this, the whole tawaf came to a standstill. Allahu Akbar, what a place Allah made. And again there with summer rosas, and the summers of Saudi, and then with the long hours, but the mataf is not empty. If this is not the proof of the truthfulness of Islam, then what else is there? What other enjoyment do you go there for? What is there? But what is it that attracts the people? And not that a person went 1 year, crowd was too big, too hot. I don't think I'll go. No, next year he starts making his booking from now already. Then he wants to be there again. The hotel fees, etc., all that, everything. So, Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala has done there. So, what were we saying about Medina Sharif? How does Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam answer to everyone? Not difficult to understand. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our signs in the skies and on the, in themselves, and they will realize that it is 100% the truth. Today with the area, or what do you call it, the radar of the cell phones, the towers, at this given moment now, how many calls are going there? How many from in that area? Innumerable number of calls, and then they are being directed to Brazil, to Australia, to America. Then emails are going, then on WhatsApp, then on all the other, everything, it's just going. And WhatsApp just doesn't end. Message coming, message going, message coming, message going, all the time. And that one little small radar, that small little tower, it's taking all of those. And you don't see anything going, but it's coming. And a phone comes from where? From UK. It's coming there and it's on your phone. And how quick is it all? So when this man can make this, the creator of man, and the creator of the brains of men, and the creator of all these raw materials, what can't Allah tell? What is difficult for Allah? So for Allah on the day of Qiyamah to take hisab of the people from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, and in detail everything, may Allah save us from hisab kitab. May Allah be kind to us and just send us without hisab kitab to Jannah. But what is the qudrat of Allah? So it isn't difficult. So those people there, that Allah's rahmat that is coming, and everyone, tajalli jo hai sab gumbat pe har dam, that lightning and that storm and that abundance of Allah's rahmat that is coming down on Rozai Mubarak every split second. Usse rash ke shams o qamar dekhte hai, the sun with so much of light on it, over 150 million kilometers away, but it's light coming here. And just now we all complaining very cold winter, just now we're going to say very hot summer. The heat, I can't take the heat. Now we can't take the cold, now we can't take the heat. And the light of the sun, from where, how much of light? And to block that light, ask the people of Europe that what they have to put on their windows. We just put curtains, it's enough for us. Our day is not so long, but their days that is 20 hours. And the sun rises in summer at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they still want to sleep. What things they have to put on their windows to keep their rooms dark? That light creeps in wherever it gets a small little crevice. That light creeps in. So on Roza and Mubarak, what noor of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah put one iota of that noor into our hearts. And may we get that love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that changes our lives. That we are just too happy to be a Muslim. We are just too happy to keep a sunnah proper beard. We are just too happy to make sunnah namazes. We are just too happy to observe everything of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Every sunnah, may Allah give us that spirit. The miswak, that we just can't stay without doing the miswak. Every sunnah we try and observe, going to bed, that's a hard time. Especially when the sleep is overpowering. Now to finish your readings which you have to do, if you haven't still done them. And then again to observe the other sunnats, may Allah give us tawfiq. But when that love comes, it all becomes very easy. So it is there, when we go there, that is what we have to really go and take from there. All this, that is what we have to collect. Otherwise, just going and coming and buying things, etc. there, all the souvenirs of Makkah Sharif, going to all the malls, and this were new, they made all the museums, etc. No, the main thing is to collect from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that anwarat which are there, that has to come into our lives. Till today, perhaps, Allah knows better, but what I can remember, one good friend of ours, when he gave me his kar guzari of Hajj, I was never, I think, ever impressed with anybody's, not even my own, how much I was impressed with his. Not one word of dunya's things, but all the spiritual things he was mentioning. And they are there, all of us see and all of us know, but it doesn't strike us. That is not part of our kar guzari. It's not part of our, when we talk, it's not in our lives. But how he had appreciated, and it was one time he went in his life, but how he appreciated it. Also, or something similar to that, if we get the chance to try to listen, the nizam of Hazrat Maulana Badr Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that how he says, how we remember the tawafs of Makkah, and all the lives there, and everything. All the life of Makkah Sharif. But his was more than that also, the spirit, pure spiritual aspects of the things. And not one negative thing of anyone or anything. Otherwise people will say, but the people take photos, people have cell phones, etc. This has to come onto our tongue. But he, not one negative thing. He only saw all the positive, and he was so impressed with it. May Allah make it for us all, that we also can see. And that all depends, whether you are true friends or true enemies. What kind eyes yours are, that is what you will see in the other person. If your eyes are good, you'll see good in the other person. And if your eyes are bad, you'll just see bad in the other person. Whether that person, every person has got good and bad. If we got good eyes, we will see the good in other people. If we have got bad eyes, we will only find bad in other people. We won't be able to see the good in other people. So that is the position of the Anwarat which are in Medina Sharif. Medina ka geographia dekh kar hum ajab hal, hal qalb o jigar dekhte hain. When we see the geography of Medina, the town of Medina, the layout of Medina, we just find this strange and fascinating condition of our heart and liver, our insight, and the joy that we are getting. That look at Medina Sharif. What a beautiful city. Once when we went to Medina Sharif, the taxi driver said, when the previous king was alive, he said he has vowed to make Medina Sharif the most beautiful city in the world. But that is what outward beauty. But a person with who have got iman will see from the inner heart. Eh? And even in the modern city of today, which has to be there, unfortunately, we all want to like to say we want the old Medina Sharif. But if it was that Medina, how many people should he be able to accommodate? Eh? That Medina of those days when there weren't toilets in the house. Eh? Today we can't stay without an aircon, we can't stay without TV. Till there isn't TV, we can't stay there. Eh, and with all the other amenities and facilities, who should have stayed there? But we like to just make a show, like Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, like many of us, we like to say that, oh, how I enjoyed Ramadan. I wish the whole year was Ramadan. So he says that, if that is not genuinely from the heart, then Hazrat says, if Allah has to announce, and he gives you comfort that it won't be announced. But if Allah has to announce the people this year's Ramzan, they really enjoyed their Ramzan. So we're extending it for 10 days. Then see the condition of the people. The 29th day, they say that we wish with the mouth that the moon is not sighted. But if the ears are wide open, that is somewhere the news must come. And then also we'll say, if that news didn't come, it was better. I hope they don't see it. But inside we are all wishing that the moon must be sighted. And if Allah is to say that, okay, to 30th also, plus another 10 days we are extending. Then see our condition. So like that, Medina Sharif also, we all say we want to see that old Medina. But if it was the old Medina, who should be able to, who should go and who should... Today we got complaints of the modern Medina Sharif and the modern Makkah Sharif. What should be our condition if it was still the old Medina Sharif? And then... anyway, also in a Hadrat, in one of the other poems of Medina Sharif, he says, in our thoughts we are seeing the houses of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, see the small, small little houses. And even today, those who went earlier before, around the Haram also, there were those narrow gullies where car is out of the question. Only a cycle can go, and that also in some places you'll have to get off your cycle and put it around the bend. So narrow were the roads of Medina. And that was now about 40 years ago. And 400 years ago and 1400 years ago, what was Medina Sharif? Who of us should have been able to take it? So anyway, but in our thoughts, if we see those houses, that for example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's house, if you would raise your hand, you would touch the ceiling. If you sleep from one side of the wall, your head touches the other side of your legs, if you stretch your legs. So small. Right? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make tahajjud, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I should have to pull my legs in, so that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam finds place to make his sajda. So how was that? Will we be able to stay like that? Today, just little bit something. The toilet is not flushing, we got a complaint. The one light is not working, we got so many complaints. So where will we be able to stay in that? So anyway, in our thoughts, we should try and visualize that old Medina Sharif. And think, where am I? And where is Medina of today? And where is Medina of those days? Today, new buildings. Some people, they say, no, I don't stay in that hotel. It's too old, that hotel. New buildings, but they are gone old already. And now you have to go to a more newer place where the facilities are even more up to date. And where the facilities are 100% everything. When we go there also, how we will treat the porter, he must carry our goods, etc. How we give instructions, like we are big pharaohs, that we do this right, do that, you're not doing this right. Those who go to the restaurants and eat, and how we bossy attitude we have. Where Medina Sharif, and where this kind of bossy attitude. May Allah Ta'ala, one friend of ours, mashallah, may Allah give us all the tawfiq. When he went one day to the restaurant, he said, but this is not according to Sunnah, to sit at the table and eat and that. And we feel, I paid for it. So I must go and eat there. So he sacrificed. He stayed in his room, whatever little bit. What variety you get in the restaurant there. And what things you get there. And then, of course, we don't even think, it doesn't matter to us also. The males, females there are, you are taking food, you are bumping with this person. It happens. It's going to happen. But it doesn't mean anything to us. Those people who are conscious of this. On the one side, we give big bayans also, and we talk a lot also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali at one time became very ill. He took the treatment of a hakim, very good treatment he gave him. But Allah's system, many times, whoever's treatment, but you don't get better. Then one person who was close to Hazrat, he insisted, Hazrat, get yourself admitted in the hospital. When he kept on insisting, Hazrat said, there will be females, and they are going to handle me. How can I allow that? So how concerned? But we, without a second thought, time to go hospital, you go willingly. And who handles us there, and like that in our daily lives also. And in our daily lives also, think to ourselves, how much istighfar do we make? The whole day some badnazri took place, some little bit we became casual and comfortable with somebody and we were just speaking. How lot of tawbah, istighfar. So this is one side, we are ardent lovers of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But look at the real lovers, how their lives become. So may Allah give us tawfiq also to become the true lovers, and with that sincerity, inshallah. Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbat. And while we are here, and you think of the green dome, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai, then you should find your heart to be heated up with iman. And one time in Hazrat's room, Hazrat had, at that time somebody had just arranged for the whole of the haram in that case, like, and what you put on the light and then it shows it so beautifully. Hazrat said, put off the lights, and then he put that on. He said, look at that. So that is that thoughts go to Madinah Sharif. How many of us, perhaps all of us, we got the beautiful picture of the Haram Sharif in our houses, of Kaaba Sharif, but it's just an ornament. We see it, but it doesn't make any difference to us. One durood doesn't go out, one thought doesn't go out to the real. But that was the object of it, to remind us. We got some beautiful calligraphy written, Ayatul Kursi or some other ayat or whatever. But the meaning of it, that is not there. The reality of it. How many wudu khanas, we got the duas for wudu written, but how many of us read those duas? They are right in front of our eyes. Those duas are not for the wall to read, for the wudu khana tile to read. The dua is to remind us to read it. If we have Ayatul Kursi, when we are leaving the home, are we reading our, how many of us, just listening to a bayan of Mufti Farooq Mirti Rahmatullah Ali, we are stressing so much on salam. How many? Alhamdulillah, Allah took us on many safars, may He still take us also. But one house where I particularly noticed it was Brother Imran, his father, by Abu Bakr. Particularly how he'll make clear and loud salam in Cape Town. It strikes you because you don't hear it anywhere else. So that should be the case, the clear and loud salam when you're leaving home, when you're coming into the home, that salam all the time. So all these things, that should be the thing that should be coming in our lives, that to remember this. So all these other things are afterwards. Many of us, we enter the house, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that if you're a pious person, when you come home, then your eyes close and a big tasbih and subhanallah, subhanallah. As they say, there's not a time for that. That you do tahajjud time. When you enter your house, enter with a smiling face. Make salam smilingly. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the fikr of the whole of the mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And he was da'im al-huzn. He was in that sorrow, that worry all the time. But yet, he covered it up and he gave a smiling face to everyone. Which is not easy. When you are in difficulties, in problems, and yet you can give a smiling face, you can make a joke with your grandchild, you can take a sweet and put it, and you are in deep worries. Whatever your worries might be, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's worries were more than what our financial worries are. more than our domestic worries, more than what our any worries can be. What worries Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How he cried for the ummah, and what will happen in the qabr? What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? What is Jahannam like? Which was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah showed it to him. He saw it, but yet he covers it up and he gives a smiling face to her. What akhlaq. May Allah bless us with that. So like that, when we enter the home also, whatever it is, but at that time enter like that. And a worldly person, Hazrat says, that he rubs his eyes and makes them red and shows, I had a very bad day today at work, at the office, and that please, no children must come to me. And I'm just going in my room and nobody must disturb me or anything. And he's swearing about this and swearing about that. This is not right. That is not right. That is not the way. The way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. We should try and bring that into us. So all these things which are written, the kitabs are there, more than enough kitabs there. Oh, the CDs are unlimited. And in that one, what do you call it, which you just put into your flesh. Oh, how many bayans on one flesh? How many bayans on one disc you have got? But the thing is, how much is coming a little bit even into our lives. Today technology is gone from where to where. But our lives, that even little bit some change, may Allah bring that into us, inshallah. So when we see the beautiful gumbat in our homes, when we see Ayatul Kursi, Kaaba Sharif, read the fourth kalima, read third kalima, even read Labbaik, and when we see it, even read Durood Sharif, when we see Rozai Mubarak. So these things here, yeah, and try and bring and assess ourselves. How much of sunnahs are in our lives? How much of the faraiz are in our lives? How many of us, Allah, make us mad, give us tawfiq, fajr namaz? How many of takbir-e-oola? All those things there. How much is it in our lives? Manana Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri, Damat Barakatuhum, says he asked some of his murids, ulama, they what call it, your tasbihat, your zikr, do you complete it daily? So they said, sometimes we must it. So he asked, now tell me, what is sometimes you must it? When he finished, analyzed and scrutinized it, it was 6 days a week they must it. So he said, do you call that missing it sometimes? When you're missing it almost all the time. So we also think, whoever it is, our zikr, our ma'mulat, our tasbihat, our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our basic things, very basic things, how much are we regular on it? How much are we staying away from guna? How much tawbah istighfar? In the home, what is our relationship with the wife? How do we treat them? We should think of all these things and make lot of tawbah and istighfar. Allah has been so kind that He kept the doors of tawbah and istighfar and His mercy wide open. And this is the opportunity to take advantage of it. The time will come for everyone, Allah save us, that if mort has to come and we didn't, and when sakarat starts, the clear signs of mort, then the doors are closed for us. But at the moment, they are lying wide open. It is for us to take advantage. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Bafarti muhabbat, bashaq nazar. Hey, what great love, and what great endearment of the eyes. How we long to see Medina ki diwar aur dar dekhte hai. We are seeing the walls and we are seeing all the things of Medina Sharif, the doors of Medina, the walls of Medina, and we are thinking that when we are there, that perhaps the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam walked here. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum walked here. I must be careful how I walk here. And smoking is right out of the question. May Allah save us. And especially in the precincts of the haram, our adab there, our respect there, raising our voice and talking. We hear commonly, may Allah save us. Somebody is calling somebody and shouting loudly. Everyone is shouting. Who is going to? Who knows who you shouting for? Everyone is shouting, calling somebody. And today with the cell phone, everyone is busy all the time. But there, we should have been, our hearts should have been connected to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. We are still connecting with everyone and everything else. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, رضي الله تعالى عنهم تصور میں hum unke ghar dekhte. What I said, it is in this form, that we are seeing in our minds, we are thinking of the houses, how small houses, but what big sacrifices, what people these people were. Well, they were far superior than the malaika also, but yet how small, how simple their homes. Like, from that we should take a lesson. If we can't make our houses simple like that, at least some simplicity. All this extras which we are making, and all the time worrying about the house, this renovation, that extension, now changing these tiles, now changing this carpet, now changing that, and when right our neighbors are suffering in poverty, and when people are in hard conditions, and we say also prices of things are going so high up, the prices or the price of petrol, the children's education, the uniforms of the children, everything, how are the people going to manage? But when you see again on the other side, the wastage, it's unbelievable. One da'wat, it can be a walima da'wat, it can be anything, and you can't believe the wastage. And the extra, now not only, now the chairs are also, parda is put on them. What extra things? Now what, that camera that flies around, whatever it is, that camera there, what and what things, and new things. At one time we should do the catering ourselves, now it's old fashioned. We just the credit card works or whatever, we on the electronic transfer, and all these things are done. And the other side we are saying things are so expensive, how are people going to live the life of the houses of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and going to Medina Sharif. And today, I wanted to mention that if we can't see that Medina of the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, but some glimpse we can get, just go 2 kilometers away from the Haram. Go 5 kilometers away and see the poor, poverty-stricken area of Medina Sharif. And Sayyids, family of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go and see how they are living. Then our some little bit will open up, and then we will have some idea that how those people are living there. So may Allah Ta'ala let us put that reality come into us. جو روضے پہ حاضر سلاطین ہوئے ہیں, the kings that have come to the, who in the true sense in that, تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں, then all the haughtiness and greatness we see, it's all broken down. We see nothing of that there. We're in front of Rozai Mubarak. We have some idea where they get a 21-gun salute, where they get this and they get a red carpet, but when they come here very humbly, they read Salatu Salam on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If they go for Hajj, you see them there, they're all in Ihram. جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں, and those people who are reading durood at Rauza Mubarak, یہ اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں. That is the reality. May Allah bless us that we see them with tears flowing from their eyes. But unfortunately, today we see again that the cameras are flashing, and the photos being taken, and that tears dropping from the eyes. But they are still, alhamdulillah, if we just see a little bit, there are those people who are standing there and who are reading their durood, and with that devotion and concentration, though in small numbers, but they are there. And that is what we should take inspiration from. And we should read like that, and may Allah make us a source of inspiration for other people, that with that love and devotion we read that durood, and tears start flowing from the eyes of love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اخوف الاشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك. واذا اكرمت اعينا على الدنيا من دنياهم فاكرر اعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وحدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي الناس والجان جميعا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.